This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
AccuWeather says no, you are not feeling the effects or the early signs of Hurricane Erin. The body of the storm is nowhere near us, so we're not getting any squalls from it. However, it's got big feet, and they stretch all the way to the eastern seaboard, including our beaches and the Jersey Shore. And there's the potential for beach erosion and rip currents, and that's why many beaches are closed, if not all of them are closed around here. We'll have more on that in a moment. But first, let's talk about the rain around here and how long that's going to last. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center. Brian?
Yeah, we've had some rain and drizzle, mostly light rain at that, Larry, through the afternoon so far. The rain's a little heavier in northwest New Jersey, and I think in and around the city we'll see the rain pick up a little bit here as we head toward the evening commute. There could be some ponding on roads, and that'll be the case through tonight. If there are any persistent downpours or thunderstorms that develop, there could be more significant flash flooding in a few spots, but that will be very localized, not expecting that on a widespread scale. The threat of rip currents, dangerous surf, that's going to continue through tomorrow, also through Friday as Hurricane Erin passes by to the south and east. Even some gusty winds across Long Island as Erin makes its closest pass to the tri-state late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Larry?
Brian, back to the beach now. You already know Mayor Adams yesterday put the kibosh on city beaches. Don't go in there because there are no lifeguards on duty. And plus, you don't want to take a chance that somebody might get stuck, you know, in a water funnel out there on the shore. And in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says, it's a nice day, but don't let it go past the waterline down on the shore.
This is a big week on the shore. Folks should still feel absolutely comfortable going, and the beaches themselves are open. Island Beach State Park, which is a state park obviously that we control, that's wide open.
Yeah, he says the rip currents will continue to intensify throughout the week as the waves from the storm continue to go into the double digit height. Stay tuned to 1010 Winds for your weather updates, including the movement of Erin. Hopefully it doesn't change his mind and head in our direction. Meantime, sitting here in the studio looking at our images coming through from different parts of the East Coast, Nags Head, North Carolina, I'm watching a guy go into the surf. He's trying real hard to become the headline on news on 1010 Winds, right? Anyway, they're still putting those advisories out up and down the eastern seaboard. Hopefully people will heed the warning. Well, we're getting word today that more criminal charges are expected to be handed down this week to a former top aide to Mayor Eric Adams.
Ingrid Lewis Martin is scheduled to appear before a state Supreme Court judge to face charges, sources say, pertaining to pricey meals and goodies in exchange for political favors. Sources say these involved development deals. Others may be charged along with her. This case is unrelated to the current case against her, where the mayor's former top advisor is accused of accepting bribes from real estate investors who made payments that allowed her son to buy a $100,000 Porsche. Martin's attorney, Arthur Idala, says his client has broken no laws and will plead not guilty. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, police searching for a thief who keeps on targeting special needs schools. They say the same guy has struck at least four times at two schools, one up in the Bronx, one in Brooklyn, throughout June and July. Cops say the suspect in each case The suspect gets inside by either walking through an unlocked door or somehow breaking in, then ransacks the place. In one instance, he made off with a raincoat, a duffel bag, and a laptop with a total value of more than $1,400. And in another, he grabbed a $200 fleece sweater. An investigation is underway. Mayor Adams was hit today with a lawsuit from the City Commission on Racial Equity, which says the Adams administration is way past due on a mandated report on racial equity.
The Commission on Racial Equity was created on the idea that the city could help more people who need it if it redistributed funding. City Council Member Natasha Williams.
Understanding how we make investments in one place and the need to potentially make investments in another place. So me thinking about public safety, it's like, well, are we spending enough money on mental health services?
The report is 581 days late. A City Hall spokesperson says they're going through the responsible protocols for reviewing this report at a time when several lawsuits are threatening federal dollars. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Newark launching a new program today designed to invest in the educational futures of kiddos from a very young age. Newark Saves, that's the name of it, will gift 3,000 incoming kindergartners a college savings account beginning this school year. Everybody starts with a $25 deposit, and then they can win incentive deposits with attendance, good grades, community service, family participation at parent-teacher conferences. Come on, little Jimmy, little Susie. Act right. Go to school. We need the money. Newark will also host financial literacy workshops and college planning sessions for those families with new college savings accounts. The program is funded by a $150,000 grant from the Prudential Foundation. How about that? AccuWeather says this afternoon, cloudy and breezy with rain and drizzle much of the time. Want to watch for ponding on the streets and highways. We'll get to a high of 72. Right now, hanging on to 68 degrees, a little light rain falling. An update now on a story we brought to you 2 weeks ago about skeletal remains that were found along the Jackie. Police providing new info about the victim now. They now confirm the remains belong to a woman between the ages of 20 and 30, about 5'2" or shorter. They say she's possibly black or Hispanic with dark brown curly hair with bleached ends and a rose tattoo on her upper left buttocks. The remains were found by a Department of Transportation worker in a black garbage bag near exit 1 of the parkway in Cypress Hills. If that description rings a bell to you, they want you to please call Crime Stoppers or just get a hold of the police in general. First-degree murder and other charges now for a man and his mother in connection with the torturing and killing of a Rhode Island woman. Bronx DA Darcell Clark says she has indicted 27-year-old Robert Stother and his mother, 54-year-old Nada George. Among the charges, concealing a human corpse and tampering with evidence. Court papers say 21-year-old Princessa Soto, who was Robert Stother's ex, went to visit him back in July, says here Stother tied her up for almost a week and beat her with a hammer and slashed her. The woman's severely beaten body was recovered from the stairwell of the apartment at 2295 Grand Concourse there. Authorities say neighbors saw Stother's mother, meantime, Ms. George, carrying multiple garbage bags. Investigators say the bags contained a rope, pillows, towels, and bloody sheets. Stother and his mom will be back in court in November to answer to all of this. In Harlem, as you know, at least 4 people died. More than 100 were sickened by this latest Legionnaires outbreak. There have been many suits to come out of it, and today we learned Reverend Al and a prominent civil rights attorney have launched more legal action on behalf of people who worked near the suspect water towers.
Attorney Benjamin Crump joining others in suing 2 construction companies on behalf of construction workers who came down with Legionnaires' disease.
This medical tragedy was a completely preventable outbreak.
More than 100 people became ill when cooling towers at Harlem Hospital and other city-owned facilities tested positive for the bacteria. The Reverend Al Sharpton says,
Harlem has been known as the capital of Black America. We should not be known as the capital of Legionnaires' disease.
The lawsuit is also exploring city responsibility for inspections and regulations. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other court actions, lawyers for the Midtown shooter, Luigi Mangione, are accusing prosecutors of going through his private medical records. They say the Manhattan DA's office knowingly and inappropriately reviewed the records after his insurance company, Aetna, allegedly turned them over after getting a subpoena. Luigi's defense has previously accused the DA of violating his rights, saying they were able to look at his medical diagnosis and statements made to healthcare providers to receive treatment. Prosecutors say, whatever. All we saw was some unremarkable information like Mangione's account number and how long Aetna's been his insurance carrier. The DA actually blames Aetna for turning over more information than the subpoena requested. But Aetna says, no, Mr. DA man, we gave you what you asked for. Mangione pleads not guilty to charges he murdered a UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, last December on a Midtown street. Well, police are looking for the two men who staged a violent home invasion. This is at an apartment in the Bronx last Friday. The victim told police he was in his bedroom about 1:30 in the afternoon, and a couple of losers took a crowbar and broke into his spot. This is on the Grand Concourse at Elliott Place. Says they came into his room and punched him several times, demanding money, and then they strapped him to a chair, it says here, and blindfolded him with a towel while they ransacked the place. Apparently they didn't get anything and hightailed it. The 44-year-old victim got minor injuries, but he refused medical attention there at the scene. This is in Mount Eden. So far, there have been no arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.